This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. The economics of cities now. LeBron James announced the other day he's leaving his hometown Cleveland Cavaliers for the second time, throwing in now with the L.A. Lakers. 2010, LeBron's first departure for Miami shook both Cleveland's economy and its psyche. But as Ashton Mara reports from the Marketplace Hub at the IdeaStream newsroom in Cleveland, some Clevelanders see this situation and their city differently now.
We're 27,000 square feet.
Nick Costas has spent 16 years as the managing partner of Pickwick & Frolic, a restaurant and comedy club in downtown Cleveland. Although he's a proud Brooklyn native, Costas says Cleveland is his home and the Cavs his team.
Who isn't a Cavs fan?
Pickwick & Frolic is located on a pedestrian street about three blocks from Quicken Loans Arena, where the Cavs play. It's lined with restaurants and bars that Costas says are packed when the Cavs are in town, even on the harshest winter nights. But now Costas fears those unforgiving conditions may get the better of his business since LeBron James is headed to the West Coast.
The hotels will feel it. Restaurants will feel it. Employment will be affected, because there won't be as many places to work, as many hours, because on a snowy night, the Quicken Loans Arena was still full.
Stan Vogger with the D.C. think tank, the American Enterprise Institute, says Costas' worries have merit. He studied the impact on the hospitality industry in Cleveland when LeBron James returned in 2014 and found...
Within a mile of the stadium, you see a big uptick in the number of establishments and a big uptick in employment at those establishments.
Businesses that serve food and drink within that mile increased by nearly 14%, and the number of jobs at those establishments increased nearly 24%. The Cavaliers played 13 postseason games in Cleveland this year with LeBron James. Research firm Convention Sports and Leisure International says those games generated more than $38 million for the city.
There's no doubt that LeBron leaving will have an impact.
That's Emily Lauer, Communications Director for Cleveland's Tourism Bureau.
We saw that 8 years ago when he left. But I think Cleveland is a very different place in 2018 than Cleveland was in 2010.
The city has a more vibrant overall economy today, she says. And while LeBron James helped make that happen, he was only one factor. In Cleveland, I'm Ashton Mara for Marketplace.